recorded live.
This show contains mature truth content. Listener discretion is advised. Attention, corrupt politician and corporate heads, or any dumbass that needs to be taken down. Congratulations, you have just pissed off the loudest stick of Brooklyn. Louis B. is an American and loves liberty, especially his freedom of speech. Declaring war on all bullshit munching. Info Katusha rockets into the enemy's camp. Broadcasting live from the forest of hate. This is the Cross Shot Radio Show. And now here's your host, Louis B.
Oh, yo, what's up? This is the late night show we're doing. Got my boy Ultimate Darkness here. What's up?
Yo,
what's up? Welcome to the Crotch Shot. Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Doing a special late night episode.
Indeed.
Oh, yes. I was actually thinking, let's do some live prank calls.
Yeah.
You got any phone numbers? I don't got any phone numbers.
I don't either.
Ah, damn. I mean, this is basically what I got so far. Let me show you.
Hello?
Anna.
Uh-huh.
How you doing?
Okay. Hello, who's this?
Jose.
Jose who?
Jose.
Oh, my God. Pero Jose who?
Jose Orange.
I don't know what you want. Who are you?
Well, look, I know. We met a long time ago underneath the stars. We fell in love.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You're talking to a lady 80 years old.
I know. I love all the women.
I am 80 years old.
Yeah.
I can even walk. I walk in the in a wheelchair on a cane.
I think you're beautiful.
I go to hell. Shit. God, the matter.
Why? Oh, God. Spanish women are so easy to piss off. Cool like me. I thought it was bedtime.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's okay. It's all good.
Whatever. So, yeah, I'm thinking of doing some live prank calls. I'm just waiting for someone to give me a phone number.
Oh, I could try giving someone a phone to give you, but right here, right now, it's like 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
You think I should give you a number now?
Yeah, why not?
All right.
If you don't want to put it in the chat room, you could IM it to me on either Crotch Shot Radio on Skype or Crotch Shot Radio at Yahoo.
Okay, I mean, Yahoo I can get a hold of. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Oh boy. Because if I try giving you a number now, it might be a little difficult. I might have to hang up and then come back on.
Right.
Alright.
Yeah, we're gonna call someone right now. Why not? It's gonna be hilarious. It's like this is a wake up call. What's up, Creation Matrix? We're gonna be doing some live prank calls, so if you got any phone numbers, either IM them to me on Crotch Shot Radio on Skype, or how about Jim Spatch? I got his number. I already got his number. I used to be that dumbass's friend.
Oh, boy.
from the hip. Don't worry, no one's getting blocked here. Do it. All right, let me see. Let me see if I could call him. Jim Freedom Fighter. Oh, yeah, you got his number two? Oh, Truth for Gay Radio. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Well, I got a feeling. How come I got the feeling that you're one of Jim's boys? Oh, well, what are you going to do?
Exactly.
Oh, hell. There you go. And calling.
This should be fun.
Hi, this is Jim. Leave your message at the beep. Thank you.
Spear checker.
Bitch ass.
Nice.
No, I'm saying I used to be Jim's friend before he turned on me. Like a douche.
How could anyone turn on you, Louie?
I don't know. Call your mother. I'm not calling my mother.
Oh, nice one. Oh.
I'm not calling my mother.
That's
call
like
Jim's mother.
Him calling my mother.
Yeah, exactly. I don't got Jim's mom's number. Don't you think I wish I had it? I would be squealing on him. Mrs. Stachowiak, you know what your gay ass son is doing right now? You know, his...
Yes, dearie?
His son's starting with people, and he likes... Oh, goodness. Wouldn't it be funny to get a video of Jim's mom just whooping Jim's ass with a belt?
Yes, that would be brilliant. We should get one day.
That would be that would frickin' be brilliant. She's like, stop messing with these people. Stop messing with these people.
That would be priceless. Oh,
and then
God.
Either that or rent a van and just, like, go to his house and, like, knock on his door. It's like, all right, Jim, come on out. And have, like, you know, on Soul Train, you have, like, a group of people, like, they form a line on both sides and they dance. Instead of Jim dancing, everybody just takes a swing at him. It's like,
yeah.
It's like,
that would
it's
be
like
awesome.
a soul beating.
Soul Train,
yeah, but
not, with violence.
Yes. He's like, why are you hitting me? You're supporting someone. You support someone that endangers patriots. No, we don't support you, Jim.
Oh,
we pretty much let people think how they want to think, and
yeah.
But dude, if you have her number, that'd be hilarious.
Who, Jim's mom?
No, Celeste.
Celeste.
Oh man, when Jim introduced me to Celeste started hitting on me. She sent me her picture. And she's like, "Do you think I'm pretty?" And at the time I didn't want to hurt her feelings. So I was like, No, you're cute." Oh shit. Maybe we could go on a date sometime. Yeah, sure.
Hail to the no.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes you got to be a nice guy.
Yeah. I tried doing that to everyone and kind of backfires half the time.
Yeah, well.
It happens.
Yeah, as long as you're honest to yourself. Why do Creation Matrix comes in here? Talk about some voodoo shit. Have you seen the where that she's dancing? Goodness, if I was her husband, I think I would try to ship her off somewhere too.
I know I would.
Come on, man. If I woke up next to her after a 5-day drunk, I would say, yeah, I work for the FBI. I'm an FBI informant and a trafficker. Just so I could fucking disappear. But she had kids.
She got one of 10 FBI's most wanted.
How do you know Jim and them so well?
I actually have heard a little bit of stories from them, so I was interested to go meet up with them, and it was me to say hi and just the usual casual stuff. Nothing too big from him.
So what made you get pissed off at Jim if you did?
I heard he said some things. He turned on me the same way I guess you did. He did turn on you.
Yeah. Oh hell yeah, he turned on me because I didn't think it was necessary for him to be attacking a woman who didn't want to fucking pull out a gun and start shooting soldiers in her.
Oh, we've gotten into that conversation before. Oh, I didn't even want to get into that, and it just happened. That was just crash and burn. That's all I can say.
He posted my phone number, my address.
He just got my phone number. You didn't get my address. Thank God.
Yeah, no. So he posted that on the website, and I'm like, dude, all you're doing is from, like, what, thousands of miles away? You know I can't get to you, so that's the only reason why you pull that shit. If I was around the corner from him, I doubt he would be pulling that much shit. And that's why I keep saying, look, Jim, you can do whatever the fuck you want, but until you come face-to-face with me and we have a good old-fashioned fist fight, you ain't a man to me. You are not a man to me.
Exactly. Just a blogger.
Yeah, that's all he really is. You know, he's like, I got a gun. I got guns. We need to defend ourselves. Jim, you won't lift a finger to defend this country.
Exactly.
He will run
into
the
fucking
woods.
They want to do this, they want to do that, and yet they do nothing.
I'm like, me, everybody say move out of New York City, move out of New York City. I'm like, I got my family here. I'm probably end up going to get myself killed. Killed by the fucking blue helmets when they get in here. Because my dumbass will be like, oh shit, they're trying to rape my mom. Fuck. And then I'm going to have to jump in.
Exactly.
And get it's like they got the M16s. What do I got? Oh, well, shit, I'm just not going to be standing there and let them do that to my mother. You know, and you know they're going to do that dumb shit like that. Yeah, well. He's been my friend for 2 years now. He's here's this talk.
Yeah.
What he do to you, Ultimate Dark Way? What did he do to you?
I'm guessing from what I heard from his buddies that he said that I may have said some stuff politically that he didn't like.
And?
Posted
up. And?
Yeah.
Yeah. Alright.
Classic blogger.
Yeah.
But it happens. That's what I can say.
Yeah. I mean, the funny thing is, he put my number there, and no one called me but him.
That's what he did to mine. Yeah, he only put up my home phone number. And he was like, everyone call him and harass him. Do it. And no one called him, but he and, like, I think his one of his relatives. I was like,
it was
wow,
probably,
you're clever.
Dude, I saw a picture of Big John Liscom. I wouldn't mess with Big John Liscom. If Big John Liscom was like mad at me, I would cry like a bitch. He's really that big. I would cry like a bitch.
Oh.
I would be like
Big John Leguizamo. Oh.
Yeah,
I know who he is.
Oh. Dude, if he was like right in front of me, if he was right in front of me and said, "Louis, I'm going to kill you," I would be like, "Hold on, let me write a will and come back and be like, all right, let's get this over with."
If he ever said he was going to kill me, I'd say, okay, one question. Let me say goodbye. Let me write my will. Let me give out my money. Let me do whatever. Please, let me do that.
Oh, hold on. And we got Jim, because Jim knows he's safe. He's safe somehow. I don't know. He talks all this shit. Like, I know I could kick Jim's ass. I'll talk shit about Jim all day, every day. Big John Liscom, I don't know this dude from Adam.
Neither do I too much.
I mean, I've seen a picture of him. I would fucking cry like a bitch. Like, oh no.
I would too.
Oh no. Oh, no. Oh, God.
That's what I will do. He will be made humble.
What do you mean he's doing the same to Jack Blood and Michael Bagnarik? Oh, yeah, I heard he's doing that to Granny Warrior, too.
Wow.
Jack Blood will probably fucking kick him in the balls and be done with it.
Yeah.
I swear to God, seriously, he's making, like, way too many enemies way too fast. So one of these days, someone's going to be like, you know what? They're going to rent out, like, a tour bus and pick up everybody. And go to in front of his house. What the fuck's Jim going to do? I'm going to shoot a gun. Yeah, he'll probably like, oh, shit.
I didn't mean to poke you in the eye and run off.
Oh shit! He'll eat a cyanide pill like Ava Braun and fucking Adolf Hitler.
Oh god!
And then
it
we'll
won't
still
work.
Be all...
so you have to shoot himself
yeah.
or hang himself.
Oh, that would be hilarious. I would actually make a comedy, a videotape, video DVD. Oh,
reasons of suicide. Yeah. He accidentally poked a guy in the eye.
reason of suicide. He actually saw this tour bus coming with a sign that says "Gym Beaters." he died from excessive shitting himself.
Actually,
he was cleaning his gun while trying to prepare for the attack, and he shot himself in the foot, and he bled to death because he was too afraid to go outside to go to the ambulance. It's like, oh, shit. Oh, no. It's over.
That's
funny. Yeah. Oh, man, it's funny thinking about somebody else's demise.
Oh, I agree. Next up, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie's demise.
Well, I mean, Brad Pitt, maybe. He hasn't done nothing to me. Angelina Jolie, I just want to fuck her senselessly. I just want to bend Angelina Jolie and just fucking doggy style her all day, every day.
I think everyone would.
Oh, hell yeah. Have, like, no, her and a Megan Fox sandwich. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, God, yes.
Yes.
Megan Fox does not want to be a part of Angelina Jolie right now.
I don't know why, but I would love to be in a bisexual threesome with Angelina Jolie and Megan Fox.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yes.
That would be awesome. Like, yes. You know what problem I have with Brad Pitt? Like, a lot of people hate Brad Pitt because he dropped one girl and it went to Jolie. People hate Jolie because they consider her
slut. It's mostly chicks.
Exactly.
Dudes are like, that's an upgrade. I totally agree. Yes. I mean, seriously, honey, I mean, you might be hot and all, but it's Angelina Jolie, and
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
And Julie is, not Julie, Aniston has had no luck since. No luck.
Well, she dated, what, Jon Favreau?
She was married to John Mayer at one point.
Well, they were married?
Yeah.
Oh,
well. Not for very long.
John Mayer. He's trying to be a comedian now.
When he doesn't even talk. When he plays his music, he barely even talks. And when he does, people say his voice is very whiny.
Yeah. I think it's funny that, I forgot the name of the this black comedian that hangs out with him. But, you know, he's actually trying to be a stand-up comedian. I keep missing when he's doing his thing.
I would have to say, I probably would be too.
I keep missing it. I really want to check him out, see if he's any good. I mean, I seen Louis C.K.
Yeah, Louis C.K. is pretty good.
Yeah, he's hilarious. You know,
I agree with a lot of his comedy. It's good.
Yeah, even though Jim Cook, what's his name? Something Cook.
Let's see, Jim Gaffigan.
No, his last name is Cook.
Cook, Dane Cook.
Dane Cook, there you go. Even though Dane Cook steals a lot of Louis C.K.'s jokes. He's one of those comedian plagiarizers.
Yeah. People don't like Dane Cook because he sounds like one of those kiddish style comedians though.
Yeah. Even though this one bit he did that made me fucking laugh. When he's talking about what in the vicious circle, when he's talking about just breaking down the door, D&E, he's breaking down the door. He's like, I tried my best. You know, at the end, I found that kind of hilarious. All right, shoot.
Or his aftermath is that like a year later, it's like your parents gonna get divorced because of this robbery. Like, what did it take? What the fuck did they take? What?
Yeah, no, I would just add some stuff.
that would have been awesome.
That would be hilarious. Break into someone's house and not take nothing. Just like put something else there. Like what? Like maybe like a lava lamp.
I'd say like put like this doggy and a Santa Claus hat like right on the table for no reason. Just put it there. Something like completely random, right in the house.
Yeah.
All he wanted to do was just kick a door, poof, and he kicked another door in just for kicks. Poof.
Yeah. I don't know, that would be awesome.
Just
was...
kick a door in and then kick another door in and just walk out. Could you imagine if like you planned on sneaking into there and you just kicked the door and you realize that there are one or two relatives still in there?
Like, and just stood there, and then like the guy comes, why you kick my door down? And you just like stare him dead in the eye, like, and then walk away. Like you kicked the door, so you kicked the door down, but you didn't go inside. That's an incredibly douchey thing to do.
It's Dane Cook.
Yeah. And that's the only joke that he's only made me laugh.
I have to say that one, and I think something from Isolated Incident. I really think you take away Olated and Sedent, like the two capitalized words in Isolated Incident, it's Dane Cook is in.
Interesting.
Like he's in? What's he in?
We got Devious Joker. Yeah, I really want to do a live prank call, though. I know it's, like, late as fuck. Jim's the coward, too. Jim the coward came in, too. He thinks I'm Christy. He thinks everyone's Christy.
I would agree.
Yeah, he thinks everyone's crispy. He thinks everyone that, you know, he thinks a lamppost that leans a certain way. You're crispy! Like, Jesus
I
Christ.
I think he must have, like, a depressed ex-girlfriend waiting for him.
Dude, I'd be surprised if he even plays for our team.
I wouldn't doubt that if he didn't.
Are you Christy? No. No, Divas joking. No one's Christy here. Oh, we got a caller from New York City.
Ooh.
New York City, how you doing? Oh, we got a caller from New York City.
I don't know.
Who's calling from New York City?
I am a transsexual. I am looking to get laid tonight. My cell phone number is 347-5-7. And, hun, my name is Jamie, and I give the best blowjobs in the world.
Well, okay. Well, if anybody's interested.
Don't laugh, honey. Stop it. I'll go over there, and I'll prove it to you. I'll grab it by the balls, sacks.
No, thanks, dude. I don't have a desire to have my ball side scratched by a 5 o'clock shadow.
I like them good.
Oh, it's shooting from the hip says, dude, send them over. Okay, well.
Remember, guys, 347 7 Jamie.
Okay, what's that number again?
347
347
Jamie.
77. Okay. How tall? Oh, wait. How tall are you? Somebody's asking. How tall are you?
8 inches.
Wait, no, how tall?
Here. Oh, excuse me. I am
douche.
5'9".
But you're 5'9". Okay, you're short.
Yes. I had dirty blonde hair.
Okay. Is it natural dirty blonde hair?
No, it's highlighted. What do you think? Of course, honey. It's natural blonde hair.
God damn it! Is everyone calling from the Truth Brigade Radio? Because I just googled your number and it's well, whatever.
Oh, I like gay guys. I could do them too. I don't mind the fags. I don't mind the homosexual.
You don't mind the fags.
It's a virtual
thing. So you're trisexual, is what you're saying.
I'm triple sexual. That means everything.
Oh,
I take everything.
For crying out loud, I said trisexual. That also means triple. Work with me here.
Yes, silly. Of course. Oh my God. Put me on blast.
Jesus Christ.
So tell me about you, honey.
Nah, that's okay.
How tall are you?
That's okay. Don't worry about it. I will not be needing of your services.
Then why are you seem so interested?
Well, no. Somebody else is asking in the chat room.
What is his name?
Yeah. What's his name? No shit, it's a... it's a prank call. Shooting from the hip. We're just playing along because it's 3 o'clock in the morning. We got no one else to do. Nothing else to do.
The prank call?
Yes.
Who?
You.
I live in Bensonhurst, honey. If you want to come now, Bensonhurst, Brooklyn.
No, thank you.
61st. Hey.
Oy, orale. How did you find out about this? How did you find out about this show?
It was the only show that's on, of course. And I listened to your last episode.
Oh, really? What was my last episode about?
Don't worry about that. You got to worry about
it. What do you mean, don't worry about it? What was my last show about?
I got to worry about who.
What's my last show about?
I got to worry about
who
I'm going down.
What's my last show?
Won't you tell me
last
the host, since he's a host?
No. You said you heard my last show. I just want to know if you are a dedicated listener.
I am dedicated.
I
am dedicated.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So listen.
Okay.
I need to go because you are ruining my time and my popularity. And you're not telling me who's the name of the chat room. The guy that likes you.
Okay, hold on. Dude, you want me to tell you want me to? Well, I passed them your number, so there you go. Is that your real number?
Of course.
Hold on, I'm gonna call you right back. Hold on.
Better not be lying.
You're not picking up.
You have reached the Spring PCS voicemail box of 3-7.
Well, there you go. You didn't pick up. You're not real. You are not real.
Oh my god. That was the weirdest thing ever. Oh my
See?
God.
And that's how I deal with the niggas.
Oh god. Oh my god. Tammy, you just missed it. Oh my god.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh. Oh sweet Jesus.
And seriously, that was a prank call fail on his part. It was a fail.
Oh my god.
That's going on failblog.com. Watch. Well, it's failblog.org. Oh god. Nice. And hopefully she doesn't go away. Behave yourself, Adam.
Oh my god.
We're chilling out here. This is the chill zone.
Indeed. That's odd. Where did Louie go? I'm all alone now, man.
Oh my god, that was hilarious.
Me? Talk to myself? I could probably do it.
No. No. Don't let Jamie call in again. Don't do it. No. No. That was just too hilarious. I can't defend that one myself. No. Oh, my God. That's just hilarious, man. Adam, I don't... Louie! He's back. As soon as he shows up, Boozy's like, I'm muted.
What the hell just happened?
I have no clue. Like, he went off and I had to fend for myself.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sweetheart. What's wrong? What happened to Tammy? I was just trying to call back. No, you know what? I said, who started with Tammy?
I say, Adam. I'm kidding now.
Adam, chill.
Oh,
I said, chill, Adam. Jesus, don't make me... No, I'm just saying. Leave her alone. I'm not saying you, any of you are the liar. Just chill the fuck out.
Exactly, man. It's all
good.
I
don't want to have to mute people. I don't want to be that dude. I don't want to be that dude. Just like, we're both adults here. She obviously, you know, she doesn't like it. You know, she's whatever she says is not going to be good enough, and just accept it. Good enough for you.
But I at least put up a weird idea. It's like, let Jamie call in again. I was like, no.
That would be hilarious.
But could you imagine me defending the show now when Jamie tries to prank call again?
What? You don't have my prowess?
I think I might, but it would have definitely made me feel uncomfortable.
I pretty much won that round because she hung. Well, he hung up.
Yeah.
Jamie is cool. He sucks cocks at shooting from the hip. Well, I don't know.
That's what it does.
I don't find the thought of a 5 o'clock shadow scratching my balls appealing.
Oh, God. That was just scary. Oh, man, I wanted you to meet me so bad because that was just hilarious.
He's like, but he got you to prank someone else. Okay, yeah, all right, fine. The curiosity got the best of me. But he did stay on the phone, though. And that person didn't pick up, so that was still a prank call failure on his part.
Yes. Oh, man, that was so hilarious. Oh, God. If he or she or whatever wants to call in, I beg. I don't want to hear this.
Yeah, for some reason the comedic gods are blessing us today.
Like we were talking about Dane Cook and that really funny part, and then apparently someone like from New York City calls us and like, what the hell? We just went from funny to funnier.
Yes.
Have any of you guys heard of Mitch Hedberg's comedy?
Oh, yeah. May he rest in peace.
Oh, man, he's a good comedian. He was hilarious.
Maybe it's his Pam. I'm not going looking for him.
I'm from Pittsburgh, dude. I'm not, I know that's a little closer than I wanted, but yeah.
Yeah. Dude, I will never be that desperate for a blowjob ever.
Oh, God.
Never, ever, ever, ever that desperate for a blowjob.
Neither would I.
Because you're the only show. You're the only show that's on. That's bullshit.
I know. And now we know she has. Now we know he or she has Sprint.
Yeah. Well. Oh, we got Ryan. We got Ryan. Oh wait, hold on. Let me unmute Ryan. Ryan 39. How you doing?
What's
up,
dude?
What's up? We got Radio Miss Kiss up in here. She's well. Yeah. So what made you call in?
Nothing to do tonight.
Oh, all right. Well, there you go. Yeah, we're thinking of doing some live prank calls. If you got any phone numbers, that's Crouching
well,
Radio.
Actually, I just came from one of the other chat rooms, and some dude just came in giving out somebody else's number.
Oh, let me guess, Jamie.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, I guess he made a quick stop over here then.
Yeah, he did. He did, and I just let him keep going. And he gave me this somebody's phone number. I called it up. No one picked up, and then he hung up. He's like, I suck dick good. I'm like, what?
Yeah, he was doing all that. Talking about cocks or some shit. I don't know what the fuck, dude.
It's like what? It's like whatever. It's like we get all the freaks on this show.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That was good.
Yo. Why are you going, Miss Kiss? Why you gotta go?
You only just got here.
You just got here. Come see USA. Come see us. What? I don't know what she's talking about. Yeah, now shooting from the hip says, damn, so he's not gay? Shit, I got all happy for nothing.
Ouch.
Jesus Christ.
Come see USA.
Come see USA. Okay, come see USA. Okay, well, whatever that means.
I thought I was going to meet my dream guy in crotch shot.
Well, you know.
Oh, part Italian. Okay.
Parli italiano. Così che solo ad Italia. Oh, because you only speak Italian. Facce brutte da Pocliano. Stronzo. E stronzo. No, I'm just cursing.
Oh, God. That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know Italian. Scrivivi. I got scurvies. Holy Jesus Christ. Yeah. Oh, man. So, yes. So, let me get this straight. My show will get a whole bunch of listeners if I start doing it late night.
Yep.
Wow.
I say keep doing it.
Yeah.
Crotch shot after dark.
Crotch shot after dark, yes. We should get a piano up in here, have someone just playing lounge music.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
Tammy left? Why did Tammy leave?
Huh, that's odd. Was it from someone harassing her? Not mentioning names. I'm kidding, man, I'm kidding.
Oh, damn it.
I was going to say, we need more people to prank. Or people to prank us. We should, like, gym call us.
Yeah. Ah, damn, I'm losing listeners. Tammy left. She just bounced out.
And then Ryan 39 hung up, and then Radio Miss Kiss left the chat.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't speak Italian, so it's whatever.
Yeah. I don't either. Other than Bartoli, I can't speak Italian.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh. Right.
Yes, Jamie. Oh, God. Oh.
New York City.
Hi, Papito.
Oh, God.
I miss you. Guess who I just spoke to? Tammy!
Oh, God.
And Louie, I know who she is. Okay, so stop playing.
What is she talking about? What the fuck?
Whoa, man.
Wow, that's creepy as hell.
That's scary.
Did you call me again, Poppy? I'll pick up this
wow.
time.
Jesus. Nah, we're good.
To put a couple of hot dogs up.
No.
Oh.
No. Absolutely not.
No.
I have a strong belief that only one person in a relationship should have a penis.
Agreed.
That's like something my mom would say. Oh my God.
That's something your mom would say. Your mom is a very smart woman.
Indeed.
Why, thank you.
Yes.
I'll tell you said that.
Get on that.
Why are you so mean?
Yeah. I'm not, what? I'm letting you stay on. What do you mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
very.
Shooting from the hip says, yeah, my bitch is back. Some play with my some play with my dude? Will he call me mama while I bend him over and stick it? Really? Stick it hard? He's only 8. He said he, so he has to bend over. Well.
Tell me one more thing. What is the name of this show? Is it Shot Something Clotch?
No. Yes, the crotch shot radio show.
Oh, okay.
It's not meant to be sexual, so don't go there.
You need to do a little bit of decorating with the logo.
What?
You need to be a little bit decorated with the logo, honey.
Well, I can't find no one to decorate the logo.
You're not gonna see it from me, Louie.
Yeah, well.
Well, I know a lot of artists that would do that for free.
Nothing's free.
Exactly.
It could be free.
Everything comes with a price.
Make a couple of
money.
You just got to be a couple of more persistent. That's all.
I don't even know what that even means.
Me neither.
I'm not even asking.
It just means.
Me neither.
Yep. We're good. See? And with the sound of the Reading Rainbow thing, we're moving on. Oh, Jesus.
Can I ask you one more thing?
Sure.
Yes, you can ask.
In your chat.
A-X-E.
With the name of Devious Joker.
Yes, there is actually.
Well, you know what? Tell him I got a
what?
Match for him.
Uh-oh.
He needs to stop being a little bitch.
Wow, a little one.
Yes.
At least he's a little one.
And agreed.
Okay.
I want to know what he says.
All right.
Wait, you're Devious Joker.
I know his name.
You're Devious Joker.
Sanchez. Brian Sanchez, if you're there, you motherfucker, pick up my motherfucking phone calls. I don't care if you live in Virginia. You need to call me, Papi.
Damn. How did you go from...
Gary.
My question is, how did you go from being black to being Hispanic?
Yeah.
How did that happen? And Jamie, did Jamie hang up?
Nope.
Black?
Yeah.
I'm gonna hang up.
Well, there you go. It's just a quick question. I mean, you want to give me... What the hell is that about? What's next? He's gonna come back sounding Chinese. Watch.
Oh, God. That would be scary.
You wanna get... Fuck you, Jamie. You wanna give... Oh, so apparently... I got a feeling Jamie was... is Devious Joker.
Either that or... Devious Joker has... sorry about this, man. Affiliated with Jamie.
Yes, in some way. Because you know what? Devious Joker needs to call in and discuss what the hell is going on. Fuck that T-Butch. I know how she knows I'm here.
I know how she knows I'm here?
I wish they freaking would speak in proper English. Or
Take
in proper English. Because I can't understand this. That what?
I will, okay. Or okay, I will, whatever.
This is some silly... That's some silliness.
Yeah. That's really creepy she or whatever knows that Tammy was here.
Yeah.
Or Brian Sanchez or Devious Joker
or
whatever.
Devious
Joker,
whatever
you want to
call him. Yeah, how does she... Technically, it's a he. How did he know you were here? Because Devious Joker and Jamie are one and the same. And yes, for some reason, I smell shenanigans.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm calling fishy going on here, man.
I'm calling Bravo Sierra.
Hmm.
Which is the military term for bullshit.
Agreed.
Along with Whiskey Tango Foxtrot.
Well, you know what? I'll go with that too.
Yes.
Those calls were just plain out scary. But
yes.
I held up my own. Awesome.
Anyway. Yeah. I should really start doing a late night show if it's going to be this wild.
Oh, no. Why do you do this to me, Jamie?
They think you're cute, Louis. Louis. You're spelling my name wrong, bastards. Okay, hold on. Yes, Jamie.
So what did I miss?
Nothing, actually.
We're celebrating Prop 8 passing.
Will I be invited to the party?
Well, then you don't know what Prop 8 is.
I don't.
Yeah, unfortunately. Google it. Get the fuck out of here. They're actually making Prop 8 the musical.
Oh.
What? You know.
David Joker's now on the call.
Uh-oh.
It's not so much shenanigans now, huh?
What happened, Devious Joker?
Devious Joker,
wait.
Better speak up.
Better
speak up, Papi. Better speak up.
Yeah.
He's not saying anything, is he? Is he? Hello?
I don't know. He's unmuted.
He is unmuted.
Yep.
Brian. Brian Sanchez.
What do you want, Jamie? Leave me alone.
Want to start answering my phone calls?
Oh, that's not going to happen, okay, sweetie? I told you don't call me this late.
I'm going to give out your number. You know that.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm going to get out your number.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
You gotta
My
call
name is
me.
Brian Sanchez, and I don't like people calling me. Okay? Possum, leave it off.
Oh, please. That's a stupid tattoo you have.
Who the fuck was that?
This is his number. 917-776-17.
Stop.
How fucking dare you?
That's your number. 917-776-1017.
Oh.
Brian Sanchez.
Wow.
Powers.
I'm crazy.
You want to give out my number? I already did.
Everybody needs to stop laughing at me.
You're still a virgin, Brian, in a minute.
Jesus Christ.
Whoa, that's way too personal,
you,
man.
Jamie.
So what?
I'm never sucking your dick again.
Oh.
Oh God.
Oh, that's a tech.
I gotta go to my real
house.
Too far, please.
Done.
That's too bad.
No,
too
done.
No.
I don't give a
Jesus.
Fuck.
Jesus Christ.
You might have to
please,
delete the video and like store it in your deepest archives, Louis.
Oh, you know it.
Yeah, boy, that's wow. That's a technical foul. And someone
you know
hung
what?
Up.
Who are the rest of your other friends on here? I want to get to know them.
Wow, that ain't happening.
God.
Pump the brakes. Pump the brakes there. We all speak. And Devious Joker hangs up.
Oh,
I thought he was,
God. Thank the Lord that mess is over.
What the hell
that
kind of
game? That was hilarious to like, whoa, in like 2 seconds. Oh, God. That's still hilarious.
Wow. the hell that was.
All I can say is that's definitely something we neither of us have gone through.
Yeah.
That was new.
Jesus Christ. I don't need to talk no more. Well, all right, well. I mean, I'm sorry, dude. None of us in this room are gay but you, I suspect.
That's what I'm assuming as well. Oh, okay.
Yeah, what? Oh, okay, well, I guess Adam's gay. All right, whatever.
So the two non-callers are gay, and I guess we're not. I have no problem with it. I just don't do it.
Yeah, that's not my style.
Neither
yeah,
is mine.
So, you know, that's not, yeah.
So all I can say is thank God.
I'm just saying women are one of God's greatest inventions.
Indeed.
Yes. And why is it?
All right.
Okay.
Back to our prank calls. Oh, God, that was hilarious. But, wow.
Mhm. God damn it! Everybody's gonna be freaking calling me on. Everybody's contacting me on friggin' Skype.
Oh God!
Wait
till Ben and Tammy get a hold of this if you go to World Talks and I listen.
Oh, that dude kicked me out of his damn. I'm mad he muted me last night. He's talking all this shit. I come to find out it's like something I didn't even start. He's pissed off at me for some reason. So, okay, what's going on? You might like it. What? Oh.
Of course I won't like it.
Oh, no. No. No, that's not something I've ever wondered about. Never. Ever.
Me neither.
No.
That's just a little
promise
dark, even for me.
Well. Sometimes it pays being a fat guy. Sometimes. It does. It pays.
Ah, indeed.
Oh, you're a fat guy too?
Huh?
Yeah.
I'm not. Yeah. So I'm good. Lurga?
Thank God that Prop 8 passed.
Agreed.
Yes.
You know, okay. Do you think you could try calling Jim's number again, see what happens?
Alright, let's see what happens.
Yes, I want a hold of him this time. We'll both go get a hold of him. You know?
Alrighty. I kissed a girl and I liked it.
Do it.
Do
play
it.
The song.
Yeah. Nah, not while I'm recording. Not while I'm recording. I don't feel like getting sued. It's like, oh my God, it's recorded. Oh my God. All right, let's do this.
All right.
Already cool.
I'm not
doing
it. Please leave your message for...
Ah, you puss.
Damn it. Oh, well.
Pass and Libertra. What?
I'm hoping he's saying pass and liberty.
All right. I'm against gay marriage. I'm against all form of contact with the government. I don't think anyone should have to get a permit. Man, that is true.
Hmm.
It is a contract, basically a contract you're signing with another person. The government shouldn't have a reason to have any, you know.
I say it's the regular marriages. I say it's a guy's contract. You say he is going to be a permanent slave to woman. That's terrifying.
Wait, you just were flaunting what you do in the bedroom.
Hmm?
That's exactly what you were just doing. Which is why you make us straights very uneasy. It's like... because a gay homie, they started it. But it doesn't mean you have to freaking contribute to it.
Oh, really, God.
There's really no reason for that.
Agreed.
Know, really, I'm about... I should just take my girlfriend. Only one other. Okay, well, it was fun. Well, maybe for you. For us, it was like, what the hell? We're having a lover's quarrel, which I think was very staged, because they were both horrible, horrible, horrible actors.
And they sounded the same.
And they sounded the same. So we got Ryan3939 checking in. How you doing?
Awesome.
He's calling right back. We just had a lover's quarrel on the show.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
What other show are you joining in from?
Call Your Grandma. Nobody was in attending that room. Call
Your Grandma. Ryan, how come you sound like Jamie?
What's that?
Why do you sound like Jamie, deepening your voice?
He is Jamie.
Yeah.
He's Jamie.
How come
he
laughed
when he said
he's talking
to you? Numbers.
Yes, exactly. Yes, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know who that is. No, I'm not. I'm not.
Use your gay voice.
Tammy's back.
Nah, man. Sorry. I just wanted to call in and just chill.
Alrighty. Sure. Stay as long as you like. Oh, man. Here, let me play this quick prank call that I did. Yay.
Taco Chulo.
Hey, is this Taco Culos?
Chulos.
Oh, my bad. Well, I mean, I guess you could get where I could make the mistake, right?
Sure, what can I do for you?
Yeah, I was recently there, and your tacos tasted like ass, like a Culo. Oh, that was great. I was freaking. I had the fucking phone. There you go, and.
Funny, see if I can help you.
There's
yeah,
a place called Taco.
Yo,
dude, there's a place called Taco Chulo in your neighborhood.
Not in my neighborhood. It's someplace else.
Let me get that number.
Google it.
Nice.
Jesus, Taco Chulos.
Damn, dude, you're going to be harsh.
What? I mean, damn, I can't be giving you, I gotta freaking be searching everything for everybody. Everybody wants, like, Louis, do this, Louis, do that. I'm like, fuck.
You're the
host. I hear this.
Man.
I'm the host. I'm the host. I don't keep, all right, here, boom, here's the number.
What's the number?
I just put in the chat room.
I'm not in the freaking chat room.
Oh, why aren't you in the damn chat room?
Because I'm not in the chat room. I'm using a Windows Media advice on the phone.
Okay. Well, so it's 718.
Yeah. Are they open now?
I doubt it. I don't know. I've never been there. Taco. Nah, they close from 12 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Shit.
Yeah, but there actually there is this place that I do go to. It's called Taco Loco.
Taco Loco.
Taco Loco.
I used to work in a Mexican restaurant.
Actually, it's Loco Taco. Or wait, what the fuck is it called again?
Taco de Loco.
No, Taco Loco. I don't know, but they use fresh ingredients in their burritos. I mean, I don't usually eat Mexican. San Locos. San Locos.
I don't eat Mexicans. I eat Italian food, Chinese food, and Polish food.
Yeah, sanloco.com. Go check them out. They're delicious.
San Locos? Okay.
San Locos.
Where are they located?
You can find them in the city. It's in Brooklyn and I forgot where in the village, or is it the village?
Really?
I think it's by Delancey.
Oh, by Delancey? That's Lower East Side, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. And we got native New York City boys here. Okay.
No.
What? No. Don't worry. For some reason. Devious Joker, we got Ryan here. So if Ryan stays here, I'm pretty sure Jamie's not gonna call back. Yeah, I was thinking of I'm looking for a phone number to call.
What are
a
these
live
people you mentioned?
What?
Who are these people you're mentioning?
They're in the chat room.
Oh, you seem like I know everybody.
Hmm. What girl made you mad, Tammy? She probably won't answer. There's always a Heather that pisses. There's a Heather that pissed me off.
There's a Heather that pisses everyone off.
Yes, there's always a Heather. There's always a Heather.
Indeed.
It's either a Heather or a Jennifer.
My ex-girlfriend's name is Heather.
Yeah.
It's either a Heather, a Jennifer, or a Christy.
Yeah, I had a Christy.
Wait.
Christy went to the Marines.
You're trying too hard with that voice, Ryan. You're trying way too hard.
Guilty.
My bullshit on her is like going strong. Really is. Oh god.
Oh man. That number four.
Already. Yes. Add people. And all right, we're calling.
Hi, this is Heather. Leave me a message. Thanks. Bye.
To leave a voice message, press.
Ah, twat.
It sounds cute.
Ah, damn it.
Yeah. It happens.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah. Maybe.
No, Tammy's part, but yeah.
Yeah. Oh, disguise her voice. She heard you on my shoe. Oh. Yeah, now she tells me. Like, really? You gotta say that before you give me the number. You gotta give me that detail. What did this Heather do?
Yeah, I wanna hear this.
Devious Joker left. Oh well.
Yeah. At least we won't get into that again.
Well, you never know.
No, true. Long story. Ah, yes, they tell me call.
Uh-oh.
Good night.
Guest State, how you doing? Oh, wait. Guest Dave, how you doing?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, yes, my name is Edward Kelly. So I'm a first time caller.
All right, yes, of course you are.
All right. What is this show about?
What's my show about? It's about rainbows and ponies and shit.
just a couple of young kids, I see.
Okay, yeah, yes, Humphrey Bogart.
Where you from, dude? Hello?
From Hoboken, New Jersey.
Okay, sure. I'll bite. Go ahead.
Just mispair my pills. So,
okay.
Excuse me if I stutter a bit or two.
Yes.
Guess you can continue, please.
All right. Call your ex. Alrighty.
Do it.
Alrighty, hold on. Alrighty, calling in.
Hello.
Hi, this is your wake-up call from the Marriott. Are you awake?
No, you have the wrong number.
I'm sorry, this is the Marriott. This is not the wrong number. We got this in our system. The computer automatically calls. This is your automatic wake-up call. So I hope you have a good day. Remember, we have the Continental Breakfast Free in the commissary today.
Okay, I mean, you really do have the wrong number.
Sir, I really don't think so, but, you know, are you awake?
What state are you calling from?
What state am I calling from? I'm calling from Virginia.
I'm not in Virginia.
Where are you? This is the national switchboard, so, what city am I calling?
I'm in California.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm calling the California Marriott.
I'm not at the Marriott. I'm at my house.
You're at your house? Are you renting from the Marriott?
No, I've never stayed at the Marriott.
Why not? We have very good deals. And the Continental Breakfast is to die for.
Well, yeah, I have no need to stay at a Marriott hotel.
Yes. By any chance, did you vote for Prop 8?
No, who is this?
My name is John Stone from the Marriott.
No, I didn't vote for Prop 8.
Why not?
I wasn't here when they were voting.
Ah. Alrighty. Well, keep it real, alright?
Okay.
And enjoy your being awake.
Okay.
Alright, shalom. Alright. That felt fake to me.
New York's on the call.
Yes. Alrighty. New York. Alright. Who's calling from New York? Jamie, is that you?
Yes. My God, how'd you know?
I identified it in the chat room.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Why do you have to sing the hey?
I don't know. I think it's fine.
Alright, well, I guess if you're going to be calling in, I might as well get your theme song. Hold on. Well, keep talking. Of course.
Surprise me, baby.
Oh, it ain't gonna be a surprise. I mean, I think I'm going pretty much generic on this one, but fuck it. It's gonna take a while for me to download it, but hey. So what made you call back the show again after your fight with your boyfriend?
I just wanted to apologize to
guys
and apologize to Devious Joker, Brian Sanders.
Well, he's not
whatever.
He's not here.
Talking, by the way? He's not here.
No.
Oh, okay.
We got guest date. We got guest date. Maybe you could apologize to guest date and Ryan.
Okay. Oh, well, sorry guys. If you heard my phone call earlier, and just want to say.
Do you guys say?
It's okay, dude.
Oh my God! Did he just say it's okay?
Guest date, Ryan and Jamie are all the same person calling. How the hell are they calling from three different phones?
Home phone, cell phone, and a backup cell phone.
Ah.
Like I gotta say, man, you guys are the first talk show that recognize.
Go on.
Yeah, well, take a bow. We were on to you from the very beginning.
I guess so. Well, I'm actually an entertainer. I do acting and theater. So, I mean, I'm pretty bored, and somebody told me about the website. And don't worry about the phone numbers. They're kind of phony, so.
Well, yeah. Yeah, we're pretty sharp on this. It's like, wait a minute, shenanigans. So what? No other radio show caught that?
No, not really.
Wow.
I tried quite several.
Well, then those shows are smart.
Jester, I don't know if you heard about that show, but.
Oh, what, Jester?
Yeah.
I know Jester.
Yeah, he didn't know anything. I mean, he was. You guys in the beginning were kind of playing it off, but I mean it's whatever.
You gotta work on your craft. Don't worry about it. You'll get it.
You gotta work on my phone.
You gotta work.
Crank calls since high school. So.
Yeah, well, you know, a crank caller could always catch a crank caller.
You guys are into the prank calling.
Yeah, you can't bullshit a bullshitter. I mean, I'm an artist when it comes to a prank call.
Well, I'm gonna hang up with my callers. So.
Yes. Oh, I'm gonna stop downloading that. So.
Yeah. What were you gonna download?
It's raining men. Hallelujah! It's raining men. Yeah.
Brilliant.
It's whatever. This is not my regular show time or format. I'm just doing a show because I'm fucking bored as hell and I can't sleep.
Well, if you guys need some numbers, I'll give you some numbers.
Oh, sure. Sure, why not?
Alright, give me one guy.
Type it in the chat. Okay, fine, hold on. Someone wants me to call their boyfriend back, hold on.
Oh god.
I could do something better than that. I don't know, I'm freaking tired, so.
Do it.
I'll do it. What are you, Starskin Hutch? Do it. Ah, damn it. What's the fucking... Okay, wait. Alrighty, calling. Gonna call... Wow, I didn't know the gays liked the show this much.
Agreed.
Alright.
Hello.
Hello, my friend. How can I help you today?
If you call my phone one more motherfucking time,
I know karate. Do not give me your gay pixie dust. I will look. Goodbye.
You call my phone one motherfucking
The number I posted up, guy's name is Emerson. And just tell him you're gonna fuck with his car.
Fuck with his car?
Yeah, just say you're gonna slash his tires. Who'll get
fucked? Alrighty.
Make something up since helpful claim you think you're a good friend call.
What color is his car?
I think it's silver.
Silver?
Yeah.
What kind of car is it?
I really don't know.
Son of a bitch. Alright.
I think it's a Lexus.
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong, though. I mean.
Shh, I'm calling. Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Is Emerson there?
Wrong number.
Wrong number? Give me the wrong number.
Probably changed the number, that faggot. I'll give you another one. Just there's another number in the chat. We'll call that one if you want.
All right, yeah, I'm calling, yeah.
Do it.
Do it. I'm doing it. Hey, relax. Jesus Christ. Freaking kid. Freaking kids these days.
Now I'm just used to it.
Yeah. All right, calling now.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Eric, loss.
Oh, well. I'm not gonna say that shit. Wow.
Oh, God. Oh. More numbers.
Damn, how many boyfriends you have, you slut?
Oh my God. Guy posted up the number. His name is Troy.
Troy?
Yeah.
Alrighty, Troy.
Nice, Adam.
He's not from West Virginia. Jesus Christ. Freaking Adam is like freaking promiscuous. That's just horrible.
Yes, are you calling private?
I'm surrounded by liars. Everywhere I turn.
Please leave your message for 3476.
Nutsack.
What a faggot.
I am. Pretty much, it seems like that's all I'm dealing with today. Jesus. You guys are coming out the fucking woodwork. I didn't know how much. You guys like roll like 30 deep and shit, and it's like, what the fuck?
Saying you guys. Yeah. I'm not a fag, alright? So.
Oh, okay.
Just,
wow.
Just so like a.
You play a good one on TV. No.
Yeah, so you do play a good one.
Oh, hold on. Oh, wrong by one digit. All right, whatever.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, hi. My name is Stevie. I've been looking all over for you.
I'm sorry, but I'm not answering anything. Right now, it's
what
very
you mean,
early.
What do you mean you're not answering anything? We were meant to be.
Excuse me?
We were hello? Hello? Motherfucker.
Oh my god. That was hilarious.
Motherfucker. Alright, next. Alright, call the black bitch. Alright. All right. Calling this black bitch. I'm gonna be all fucking. Sorry. We are only allowed 2 flamers per building.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice
black
message
bitch.
System. 9544.
Whatever. Whatever. Damn. I'm not saying that shit either. I'm not saying anything that's borderline gay. Jesus. That's just too far.
Oh my god.
God damn, you're a slut. God damn.
Okay.
God damn. Alright, try his next one. Hold on. God damn, what a slut. Damn. These guys are fucking promiscuous as hell.
Oh my god.
I don't. Shit. I'm laughing.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm chilling. I'm just looking for some dumbass to slap with my dick. Are you available?
Go right to hell, you no good son of a bitch.
Oh, you stop being a slut. I'm calling them again.
Wait.
Oh, it was fun. Alright.
You have reached the voicemail. 7-8.
Oh, God.
I guess we're all...
Actually, 917.
All right, don't say it out loud. Because we're recording, you know? We gotta chill with that.
I was telling her she's a bitch and her new job sucks.
I got something considerably better.
I don't know, make something up.
Shh.
Hey, what's up? You reached Ashley in the hearing now. If you leave.
Some of my bitch. Damn, Adam, is that enough? Is that enough boyfriends you got? Jesus. I mean, look, how many numbers has he given me? 1, 2, 3. Three. Three. Jesus. seeing them all at the same time. He has a different hoe in every area code, pretty much.
True.
Hey, call that number. That's my drug dealer.
That's your drug dealer.
Of all people.
Wow. All right,
let's do it.
All right. We're going to fuck with your drug dealer. I'm going to ask him for some aspirin. For some legal drugs. I need some penicillin.
Easy. Keep calling.
Yo, easy, yo. Yo, Charlie gave me a number, son. Yo, I need some Viagra and some fucking penicillin. No, I don't got no fucking prescription. I got an infection on my cock, which is why I need them both. So I can see where I can treat it. Yo, if you could get some of that cream so I can rub on it, maybe you could help me rub on it yourself. I can really use your help. Alright, thanks, dog. Don't make me call the cops on you, dumbass, if you don't come through. I'm a snitch.
Oh, that was good.
Yo, who the fuck is this? Don't be surprised if he changes his number now. He's like, shit, they got me.
It's gonna be easy. Nobody never picks up
this
phone.
Yeah, nobody. Yeah, I'm going to try calling EZ again. See if he picks up.
I'm trying to see
if
I can. EZ, keep calling. Damn. Try this
one with
my other drug dealer.
New number.
Oh, my other white bitch. Damn. Damn, that's horrible. That's horrible.
Someone from California this time.
Yes, hold on. California, wait, it's like, what, 1 o'clock over there? Hey, how you doing? Yeah, this is the clinic. We need you to come in for your weekly AIDS test.
Did you get the wrong number?
No, I don't got the wrong number. You're the faggot that needs to get the AIDS test, aren't you?
No.
No? What do you mean, no?
Can you repeat it again?
Okay, gracias, mamao. Vete con Dios. Okay, pendejo? Bye-bye. ¿Tú entiendes, mamao? Okay. Yeah, that was stupid. You gave me the wrong number.
Well, at least...
Yes, I'm bilingual. I curse out in two languages. I call them a cocksucking dumbass. So, yeah.
Nice.
He's like, damn. Imagine getting woken up and you getting cussed out over the phone. That just ruins your sleep. Because now you're scratching. Yes, he's going to be scratching his head like, who the fuck called me? Why would
that ruin his day, like Dane Cook messed up with that family?
Yeah. Yo, what's his name? This drug dealer I'm calling.
Yo, Ezekiel, this is 24/7 Doggy. Call my other number, 718-787-5.
Record your message after the tone. To send a numeric page, press 5. When you are finished recording.
Okay, what the fuck? 718. Trying to get that number. 718.
Yo, it's Vic. Yo, this is 24/7 Doggy. Call my other number. 718-787-785.
Record your message after the tone.
Boom.
To send a numeric page.
Got it. Do it.
Do it.
24/7.
Got it.
Yo,
probably going to end up having to hide this show and just...
Yo, 24/7, doggy. Holla.
You! Look, I'm trying to get my stuff. Look, I need some penicillin. And I need some fucking Zyrtec because I got an infection and I can't breathe. Look, if you don't call me back within 5 seconds, I'm calling the cops and I'm snitching. You hear me? I know you hear me. I'm gonna fucking snitch on your shit, Vic. You know what? Your days of freedom are over, son. I'm gonna call the cops. I'm gonna tell them what you're doing. You're giving people prescriptions to illegal medications. Without a frickin' prescription. Know what I mean? Bitch. Alright. There you go. 24/7 my ass.
True.
Okay, we got another number. My other bitch. You know what? Really? Really, I hope you're using a condom. And if you are using a condom, you gotta tell me which company so I could buy stock and make a lot of money. Cause fuck, man. Seriously, if that's the case, I'm gonna start a condom company and market it exclusively for the gays.
You can make a lot of money.
Yeah, call it brown stain condoms. Dude, you know, not for nothing, I mean, I'm not, you know, the only reason why I'm probably a little jealous, not because he's fucking guys, but the amount of sex he's getting, I wish I was getting.
Yeah, that's something to be jealous for, to be honest.
That's something.
Alright, but anyways, let's do it. It's called a number.
We're calling it.
Thank you for calling Best Value Inn and Suites of Escondido. Know your party's extension number. You may dial it at any time.
Oh, fuck.
Patients or information, please press 0 or stay on the line.
Damn it,
to send
this
a fax, call 760-480-5887. We are located at 555 North Center City Parkway in the city of Escondido, California. And thank you for calling Best Value Inn and Suites of Escondido.
Damn it, I can't
speak to you now.
Okay. Boom. Yes, hi. Can you transfer me to room 128, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hey, bitch, how you doing? We need to get you tested for the AIDS. Look, I just need my cock sucked. Can I come through?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Is that easy?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, you people are sluts. God damn. Is that easy? All I gotta do is call you. Look, I need to get my dick sucked and it just happens? Hello? You there? So it doesn't matter what size am I? Is it? Or does matter size? Size matters.
Yeah.
How small you need it? It can't be too small. Seriously, how come I can't find chicks like this? He's like, yo, I need a dick suck. Oh, come right over. Oh. So what? Don't tell me you're gonna try to charge me.
No.
No, you're not gonna try to charge me. Oh, you never do that. All right, well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. So, so you like strap-ons and shit? Doesn't matter.
No.
Have you ever been fucked by a chick?
Nope.
No? Do you like chicks?
Hold on.
Oh, okay.
What'd you say?
Yeah, I was there last week, and you were, like, just straight horrible.
That was some friends of mine.
What happened?
No, that was some friends of mine putting those writings on.
Can you speak up?
I said that was some friends of mine putting that writing on there.
That was some friends of yours in your place?
Yeah.
You let that silliness go on in your own place? Why? What's wrong with you?
Nothing.
Look, you really need to start rethinking your life, because this whole gay thing ain't working out for you. You understand? Jesus loves you. God damn it, stop laughing. Alrighty. Oh. There you go. He hung up. Alrighty.
Oh my god. Another number from Adam.
Okay, we got... I'm doing the 646. Who's this? Who's that one? What's this person's name?
Camille.
Camille?
He gave us one more.
She, Camille.
What does she do?
She's just my black friend.
Oh, okay. Yo, Camille! Fucking dumb bitch. Hold on, let me try calling again. Okay. Fucking shit. Alright.
What's the other number?
Alright, next number. Who the hell is this? Adam. What's the name of this? The guy. Damn, I got a big black book, if you know what I mean. It's not a black book, dude. It's a fucking phone book. He has a big black phone book.
That's just like it.
Actually, no, it's a big black encyclopedia. That's what he got. It's not a phone book. It's a fucking thick ass.
His bitch in Vegas.
God damn. Did he just fuck the whole gay community? What the fuck is that shit about?
We did. We did.
My bitch in Vegas. Well, he just knows every gay dude on earth. What's his name, Adam? I mean his name.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Look, I just want to know, are you available?
Yeah, how old are you?
How old am I? I'm old enough. Don't worry about it.
How old are you?
I'm 35, you know. Gay death, I understand, but, you know, I still got it going on.
You got a big dick?
Ain't big enough, you know. I stick it in your ass, it goes out your mouth. You know, what are you talking about, big?
What do you look like?
What I look like? You know Mario Lopez?
Mm-hmm.
Just like him, but, you know, maybe 2 inches shorter, but bigger shoulders.
Cool.
I look like, people tell me I have the same body type as, Mega Man.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Like that dude, you know that video game where that superhero, he's like all armored and shit? Like, yeah, Master Chief. I look like Master Chief.
Cool.
Yeah. So, how long have you been a gay? Hello? Fuck, he hung up. He hung up.
It was a simple question.
Yeah. Yeah, I just, you know, need to know if the guy's experienced. You know, you can't just hire anyone to fix your pipes.
Indeed.
Oh, God.
That was hilarious.
Oh, God damn.
Just for the hell of it, I'm making myself a border.
What?
Bam. Made myself a border.
Alrighty. We're gonna start that again.
We're doing it.
Eric. Okay, we're gonna find out what about Eric.
Do it.
He's gay. Alright.
Another one.
Oh, what, Adam?
Your call has been forwarded
you
to an automatic
faggot.
Voice message system.
Eric, love.
Douche.
He has another number. Hold on. 717. Oh, can't
say that. Jesus. You can't be freaking just screaming that. Come on. Man.
Hold on. 3985.
Borders. So far, I'm the number one show. I'm beating out Chilman's Trucker Call. We need to pick up some more listeners from Chilman's. Oh, it's 4:20. Everybody take a break. We'll take a break with one of my classics. Here we go. This is,
Hello.
Hi, Marie.
I'm sorry.
Hey, no, this is me, Joey. How you doing?
You, Joey?
Yeah. I'm from around the way. You got me. I'm on Utah Street. What's up?
You're on what street?
Utah.
Joey.
Yeah, look. Just want to know if you got that shit I got.
What?
Glenn told me to call you.
Glenn told you to call me?
Yeah, say you got the stuff.
Joey, cool, hon.
Joy Boombox, you know me, for the fuck Lord, man, come on.
From the what?
Nah, man, for God's sakes, it's Joy Boombox. Look, quit playing with me, you got the stuff or not?
I have no idea who you are.
Yeah, what do you mean, Glenn told me to call you, is Glenn there?
Yeah.
Put him on.
Hold on.
Jesus, hurry up.
You telling me to hurry up?
Yeah.
Who's Joey Gumbach? Joey Gumbach. He said, you told him to call me. Yeah, he said, Glenn told you to call me. Oh.
Hey, pussy, how you doing?
Who's this?
It's Joey Gumbach. How you doing? Long time no talk to. Hello? There you go. Joey Boombox. Okay, let me try calling this 717 number. That's Eric, correct? Let me get Ryan back on.
Yes.
Yes, that's Ryan.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Eric. All right. Lower your computer if you're going to be on the phone.
Your call has been forwarded.
Balls deep in your mouth. His name is Bitch. God, this is like the wrong time to be doing prank calls. You caught me one more time. Alright, calling.
Hey, it's Tim. I'm not available right now. Sorry about that. Leave a message. I'll get back to you. Bye.
I guess these faggots do sleep. Oh, there you go. Oh, God. Man, I'm getting tired. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we're going to try the next one. Alright, and who's that? Give me the details.
Oh, boy.
Get this going. Alright, who is that, Adam? I'm calling now.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Joey Boombots. I was kind of wondering if I could come for a little suck and fuck.
Sorry. I think you have the wrong number, dude.
No, I don't. We met.
All right.
Yeah, we met up at the bar. I mean, come on. Wait, are you playing games?
You're funny, dude. All right, bye.
What? He had his girlfriend there. Oh, I'm calling him back. Game on. He made me call a straight dude. He either gave me the wrong number.
Hello?
Why you hung up on me, bitch?
Who's this?
I said this is Joey Boombots. What the hell is your problem?
Hey, Joey Boombots.
Yes.
Don't you fucking call the fucking number no more, bitch. All right? You fucking fuck. Or I will fucking find you and fuck you up.
All right.
You fucking Joey Boombots, you motherfucker.
Don't
fucking call me with an unknown fucking number next time, you fucking bitch.
Tough guy, come find me.
You fucking wop. Nicaraguan?
Wop Nicaraguan?
Yeah, word. Call this number again.
Okay, I'll call it again. He invited me to call it again, so I guess I'm not in trouble. He said call it again. Wop Nicaraguan.
Do it!
I'm calling.
Yo, Josh Boombashi.
Joey, that's Joey Boombots. Get it right. You'll be screaming. Your girl will be screaming it later.
Dude, stop calling my number, dude.
Why? What you gonna do, huh? Huh? Tough guy, huh? I'm calling to get a good time, and then you wanna talk all this bullshit. Put your girlfriend on. I want us to talk to who has the pants in the relationship.
Yeah, good one, buddy. Never.
Yes. Put her on. Stop being a puss.
No.
Why?
No.
Why? Why are you scared? You afraid I might steal away from you? Yeah, that's what it is.
Maybe so.
Really? That's all you got? Okay. You bore me.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, later, faggot. Joey Boombots. Oh, man. I'm going to call him one more time.
Do it.
I'm going to call him one more time. Alrighty. Only.
Hello?
Tell me, baby girl, cause I need to know if it's you, don't leave me all alone. I hear that. Oh, I know you love me, baby.
All right.
Tell me you love me.
Oh, I love you.
You do? Say, Joey Boombots, you have a huge cock.
All right.
Say, Joey Boombots, you have a huge cock.
Joey Boombashi, I love you.
Say, I have a huge... Say, Joey Boombots, you have a huge cock. Say it.
Why?
Say it, and I promise I won't call you ever again.
All right, Joey Boombots, you got a huge cock.
Thank you. I'll call you tomorrow, all right? Bye. He's like, okay. All right, Joey Boombots, you have a huge cock. Oh, man. Alrighty. Yeah, that has to be the best one of the night.
Good dude.
Alrighty, we're getting vato. We're getting a vato. Vato.
Hello?
Hey, Vato. Vato.
What is this?
Hey, what's up? It's me, Joey Boombots. Yo, I was just wondering if we could drop a hat on the floor, we dance around it, you knock my junk around like a damn piñata. How's that? How's that sound? It's nice and hairy. It's huge. I slap it upside your face. It smells like fucking chorizos. Vato, you there? Ah, he hung up. Fucking bitches. Okay, we got this 347 number. Who's 347?
Gary, high school kid.
Gary, I ain't calling no damn high school kid.
He just graduated.
Oh, how old is he?
18.
All right. Freaking, I ain't playing that shit.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The wireless customer you called is not available at this time. Please try your...
Oh, well.
Another number from Adam.
Wow. Faggot extraordinaire. What's his name? This bitch wants to suck you. Hey. Jesus. I'm like, I have to freaking Google for these gay terms, you know.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, not much, man. How about yourself?
Yo, I'm just looking to get sucked off a little bit.
Yeah?
Yes, yeah, this okay. Big Brian.
Who?
Big Brian.
I'm not... Do I know you?
Yeah. This is Vinny Boombatz.
It's who?
Vinny Boombatz.
Oh, that was... Yeah, because... Did you email me or text me? I'm trying to remember.
I emailed you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm looking to get pissed on. You down?
You're looking to get what?
Pissed on.
Oh yeah. No, I'm not doing that part. So.
You're not. Oh, okay. So you know. So nice. Nice suck and fuck.
Yeah. So what do you want me to do for you, man?
You know, suck and fuck. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I don't fuck. So.
What do you mean you don't fuck? Even if I wear a condom? I mean, come on.
No, I don't get fucked. I've never been fucked, and I'm not into that.
You don't? Yeah. So what, you just like to suck?
Yeah, pretty much, and rim a guy, yeah.
Huh. That's weird. Yeah. So you've never been fucked?
No, I have once, and I didn't like it, actually, so.
So why are you gay?
I'm not, number one.
You're not
gay? No, I do this once in a while just to play around with guys. I got a girlfriend, man. No.
Wait, so you're bisexual?
Yeah, all gay guys don't get fucked, you know. I mean.
Oh, how's that work?
Well, they usually are oral or something, you know. Yeah.
So then why even bother with guys? Why don't you just get a girl with a strap on and you suck on the strap on if you need something?
I ain't talking to no plastic. Come on.
What the hell?
I'm just telling you what I like and what I don't like. I'm just telling you just so you don't waste your time. You know,
Does your girl watch you suck a dick though? Because I could be down with that.
Yeah, we get into three ways all the time.
Oh, wow. So you put her on the rotisserie and, you know, do the DP thing?
Pretty much.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's kind of hot.
Yeah. Yeah, so I just do certain things, you know. I don't do all of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you like fat, hairy guys?
Pardon me?
I look like Ron Jeremy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm not interested, man. I think I'll stick with pussy over you, but thanks anyways.
All righty. Have a good day.
All right, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Stick with... So he doesn't find Ron Jeremy attractive. Okay. I'm like a Ron Jeremy. I'll stick with pussy over you. Well, okay. All right. I'm not offended.
That was hilarious.
Okay, we got a dude named Lewis. All right.
Tell him you blow him if you give him his Nintendo Wii.
I'm not soliciting. What the fuck? You'll blow him. I got something better. I'll just steal it. How's that? Yeah. Come at him all hostile and shit. Oh,
he's
on
his Nintendo Wii, just ask him.
Alright. Hello?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 347-449-280.
You gave me your number?
No, I said, why do I always get the voicemails, all the numbers I give you?
I don't know. I guess, you know, you don't know enough gay guys.
I don't.
Freaking Adam is like, Jesus. One after another. Each more fucked up than the next.
Oh, God.
What's next? He's going to give me Manson's number? What the fuck? Like, Helter Skelter. I'm like, oh, shit. messing with no Manson.
That's messed up.
Oh, man. All right. What's the 808 number? What's his name?
Oh my.
Oh, I'm just laughing. Freaking Ultimate's freaking. He's like, Koalia. What the fuck is. Alrighty. Jesus. Local boy. You there? Hello? Motherfuck.
Son of a bitch.
Bitch. Alright.
Go to the 646 number first and then go back to Adams.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. The 646 number.
Cheryl.
Cheryl.
Yeah. He's a fat bitch. That's all you need to know.
Oh, damn.
Hey there. Hi, Kenny. I'm here coming.
Please pick up.
Hey, this is Cheryl. I can't get to you right now, so just leave a message and I'll get back to you.
Record the message after the tone. To send a numeric page, press 5. When you are finished recording, hang up, or for delivery options, press pound.
Hey, Cheryl, how you doing? Name is Joseph. We met earlier, like sometime last week we met. Really liked you. Well, I still kind of like you. I really like your vibe. If you can, give me a call back at 347-449-2800. All right, sweetheart? I'll be seeing you. Mwah. And that's how we cause some problems.
Let me ask you, do you just do prank calls on these shows, or no?
Uh-oh. Louis looks like he's hung up again. I'm all alone. Again.
You're not.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. We got Ryan. Thank God.
Is this all you guys do? Just sell prank calls? Like,
No.
Oh. That would have been awesome if you would have said yeah, though.
I know. But, yeah. We do prank calls often. I can't wait to... Oh, God. Harry, there? Alright.
Harry Bear?
Yeah. I don't want you to call this guy Harry Bear. Okay, Louis coming back.
Yeah.
Alright.
Jesus Christ, I ran out of Skype credit. Oh, damn. I thought I had unlimited. Oh, now it's letting me call in.
Here you go.
I think I can't call anybody yet. Cuz I'm calling with Gizmo 5 now. Oh, man. I guess we're done for tonight. But no, we don't usually do prank calls. This is like the first like real prank call show we did. So by we,
that's
I mean I
more.
Did. Yeah. So this looks like this went well, so probably gonna do some more live prank call shows. See if that works. So
what's your next show?
Later today, actually, we're doing an unsigned artist music show, and then Friday at 5 p.m. both of them 5 p.m. where we're gonna be just talking about the news and shit.
All right, cool.
So yeah, pretty much that's what's going on. But this has been fucking fun.
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
Yes, and, damn, time went quick, man. Anyways, I'd like to thank everyone for listening. Thank everybody for contributing. We got Adam, Ryan for trying to prank us. But we, like, found all three of his damn characters. I'm like, what? Yeah, alright.
It was fun.
Tammy, as always. Cordy coming on late. Ultimate Darkness. And everybody else listening in. So this has been a Crotch Out Radio Show. And as always, from my house to your house, fuck your mothers.